We are back. The Gunsmith Show, segment three here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk about another deer round.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing, straight wild cartridge rounds. Hunting season's coming up. Well, it's here already for bow season.
Yeah, it is.
There are probably people out in the woods right now, even though it's a little warm. That's okay.
Yeah, it'd be a rough day to get a deer today. Because it's going to be in the, you know,
hauling
mid-80s
it out.
And, yeah, you'd have to get it on ice immediately. You know?
So four by four.
Hauling.
Throwing it back.
Yeah. It's not that easy.
No, I don't.
I do. I drag them with a rope behind my four by four, but and then get them in a truck. As I'm getting older, I don't function like I used to.
No.
I used to laugh and throw them on my shoulder, and boom, away I went. Now it's like, oh, but Jesus.
Yeah.
my liver.
Yeah.
So it's not easy. But it is October 4th. Thanks for spending the morning with us here. I hope you got your coffee filled up, and we're going to talk more guns. So happy October. Remember, like us on Facebook. It's the Gunsmith Show on Facebook. And this segment of the show is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. Now, Tri-County Roofing's been around since 1971. They specialize in flat pitch and low pitch roofs and commercial stuff. But they also do residential. So don't be afraid. Get a hold of them if you have roofing
needs. Did a roof for
Tony. Yeah, they did a beautiful job on
this. Did a great job. And they, you know, they don't chase residential business.
Right.
They aren't following the storms.
Yep.
They aren't setting up financing.
I've never liked that.
They aren't
really
working with your insurance company. You know, they aren't out hustling to get the jobs. They're going to give you a good, fair price. And they'll do the job. They had his roof done in 2 days.
Yeah.
Threw a bunch of guys on it, got it done, and at a great price.
I know the feeling. I was a licensed builder. I still am a licensed builder in the state of Michigan, a contractor for 35 years. And we'd get a hailstorm, and next thing you know, all these carpetbaggers from Detroit are up trying to sell us roofs.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm actually working in a house, redoing a kitchen, and they come knock on the front door. Hi, are you the homeowner? I said, I'm a homeowner. I don't own this home, but how can I help you? Well, we'd like to speak to the homeowner. I said, what about? And he said, well, we want to talk to him about our new roof. I said, the roof is fine. Oh, no, we can see from here you have hail damage. You know, it's like, oh, can you? From the ground, and it's a two-story house. You know, they're just carpetbaggers.
Yeah,
they're out for all they can get. Well, that's not what Tim does with Tri-County Roofing. You can get a hold of him at 810-732-7740. Now, you can link to him right from my website, thegss.com. But go to his website, Tri-County Roofing of MidMichigan.com. It's easier just to link to it from my site, and you'll get right to him. So tell him you heard about him on our show. He'll hook you up and take care of you. And thank
take
him
care
for
of you
sponsoring
anyway.
The show. He
but
will.
But still mention the fact that you heard him on the Gunsmith.
Yeah, I mean.
He likes to hear that.
He might be mad at me that day. You never know. You know, I might have got a bigger deer than him. I doubt it. He keeps showing me pictures of huge deer on his hunting camp.
Up at the compound?
Yeah.
Got some big ones out there.
Yeah,
huh?
Drove right past the compound this weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, he had like 40 people there, so I was like, "Nah, I ain't stopping. I'll be here for 6 days if I stop there." So.
Oh, you get him started.
No, yeah, I don't. You know, me too. I'm the same way.
That's true.
I'm definitely guilty of that. So, now, the 450 Bushmaster is what we're going to talk about, and I hooked up Tim and his son with a couple of 450 Bushmasters a couple of years ago.
Yep.
I hooked him because he borrowed one from me.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, if you borrow one, you need to borrow the other one. You guys both try them. But the kicker is if you do kill a deer with it, you got to buy it from me, you know. And he's like, he calls me that afternoon and says, how much are these two guns going to cost me? And I said, so I gave him what we had into him and sold them to him. And he's been killing deer. Him and his boy have been killing deer with him ever since. So they're doing good. The 450 Bushmaster, let's go through the history. It's an amazing cartridge. Designed originally, the thought process was from Colonel Jeff Cooper. He got with Tim Legender from LeMag. Now, LeMag Firearms Company was in Holly, Michigan. Tim was a brilliant gunsmith. He's gone now. We lost him a couple years ago. Brilliant gunsmith that knew how to make really, really cool guns. He would take big rifles and make them bigger. He would take military rifles and make them shoot deer hunting rounds. He would do the craziest things. He would make 30 carbines. They were famous for taking 30 carbines and make them shoot 45 Winchester Magnums, which is a brilliant move. It makes a great deer hunting round. But his inventions were endless. He was a brilliant, brilliant man. Here's a side note. The church that was burned last Sunday was his church. So just kind of sad, you know. Tim's gone too, and his church is now leveled and hopefully be rebuilding soon. But God bless them all, and pray for all those hurting. So in Grand Blanc, in surrounding areas. So Tim Legender worked with Cooper. They developed this round, and they called it the 45 Professional. And they did a beautiful job. They just did a beautiful job. The 450 Bushmaster came a little later. The 45 Professional, I got to see it in 2004, 2005, 2006, and 2007. It was finally adopted and then licensed to Bushmaster. And what Bushmaster and what Hornady and Bushmaster did was they shoot those pointed bullets, because they wanted to get the pointed bullets to get better ballistics out of it and better trajectory. They went with that SST bullet, the bullet that they were actually using in slug guns. They used in this gun a 45 caliber, 250 grain rubber tipped hollow point bullet. So brilliant move, and it changed deer hunting in Michigan. The gun was designed to shoot from an AR-15 or an M16 A4 style gun with a modified magazine. The magazines are modified to hold it, because the parent cartridge of this is the 284 Winchester, which is a rebated rim semi-automatic style cartridge where the cartridge is wider than the base. It's rare to see this in ammunition. The cartridge is wider than the base. So the base is what fits up against your bolt face and where the primer's at and all that. Well, the 284 is smaller in base than the actual cartridge. But when that cartridge is straight and cut off, it holds a 45 caliber bullet right on the button. So it sizes in right. It's great. They made the case length of 1.7 inches. The bullet diameter, 452, has an effective range of out to 300 yards. And other than that, standard cartridges and from 357 to 500 Smith & Wesson, it is totally blew them out of the water for performance, because this gun is that powerful. Now, the 500 Smith & Wesson is good, but it doesn't have the ballistics. It's never been able to perform near as good as the 450 Bushmaster. So with straight weld cartridges and state regulations, it filled, this gun has filled so many freezers in Michigan, it's hard to believe. I find the 450 more accurate, easier to shoot, and more effective than any of the slug guns I've ever had. And I've had some $1,000 slug guns that were really good out to 200 yards, but after that, they petered off pretty quick. These things rock. And I'm telling you, we've got deer at 200 yards with slugs, but to see a one shot kill on a buck at 275 yards with a 450, you look at the gun and say, boy, this thing's pretty amazing. It really does the trick. Outperforms muzzle loaders. It's just a good round. So the 450 Bushmaster, grab your ammo while you can. I reload it like mad because I like shooting the pistol bullets out of it for closer range stuff. Like if I'm hunting in a corn and I know I'm only going to be shooting 30 or 40 yards, I go with a 240 grain or 250 grain jacketed hollow point, a bullet basically designed for a 45 long Colt, and that's what I shoot out of it. I don't worry about the pointed bullets because I'm looking for the knockdown power, and at close range, those pointed bullets if you don't hit bone or something really, really solid, sometimes they can go right through the deer, where the other ones will literally knock the deer off their feet. So it's a good one. So with the 450, this is what it does. It takes that 250 grain SST bullet from Hornady going 2,722 feet per second. 2,722 foot-pounds of energy going 2,200 feet per second. So Usually I put feet per second first, and this time I did it differently. So that's what got me off guard. But the 2,700 foot-pounds energy is pretty tremendous. That is a deer stopper, like almost like none other that we have available here in Lower Michigan. So there are other bullets offered, 260s, 240s, even 225s. And then you can go into subsonic rounds that are 300 grain bullets. So most of your barrel lengths in these guns are 16 inches, 18 inches, or 20 inches. And it is a true performer. So it's fun to shoot. Now, what you want to remember is this thing, if you've got it sighted in at 150 yards, this thing drops 38 and a half inches at 300 yards. So you got to remember, you're going to be shooting a yardstick high. So you got to, you know, that's what the little dots in your scope are for, or the cross lines. Leopold used to have a scope that worked perfectly for this. And it was, the lines in it were 100, 200, and 300 yards. So you could sight it in at 100 yards, and one notch down was 200, the second notch down was 300 yards, and it was effective. I had it on my first AR, and now Jeremy White's hunting with it.
Oh,
so he's
okay.
Got it now. I handed that one down. But the accuracy of these bullets is truly amazing. I've got a target still hanging in my cubicle here in the offices at the radio station, a 10-shot group that's one hole. Hanging on my cube, and I'm just going to leave it there because I'm still kind of proud of that. It's been a long time, but I'm still kind of proud of it. You know what I mean? I don't like to change my cubicle much. It's kind of like the Sloan Museum when you go in there. You know, it's ancient artifacts from yesteryear.
Yes.
So
right next to Marconi's cube.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Marconi, a special guy. So,
he invented radio.
He did invent radio. So it's tremendously effective.
John knew him personally.
No, I did not. I'm not that old. I am old, and I'm getting older this month, but I'm not that old. It's tremendously effective. As a deer cartridge, it is tremendous. And just for fun plinking, it's also a fun gun to shoot. Now, shot placement and practice is very important. As always, we always want you to be ethical so that you can be fruitful as possible every time you hunt. Fill those freezers up, folks. Remember, you can email me, shooter@thegss.com. Anytime, I'll get back hold of you. You can like us on Facebook and contact me through Facebook. Let me know what you want to talk about, and we'll be glad to bring it up as a subject on the show. And in the next segment, we're going to discuss Williams Gun Sight and all the different models that are available right now of what we've talked about today in their used section. So, pretty darn cool. Even handguns.
Did you get more people asking for more Dan movie reviews in the show?
No, I didn't get any requests for more movie reviews, Dan. But, you know, gosh, we like them. You can keep them coming next week.
Oh, next week.
Yeah, every week. I'll tell you next week. You can do that.
That's what I figured.
You were, no, and yeah, I almost watched John Wick last night just because of you. But I thought, I better not. I better not. I'll be talking about John Wick all day long. So
we'll talk more about John Wick when we return.
No, we won't.
The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock.